This is WMUK News. I'm Savilla Mann. Ever since the Proud Boys clashed with counter-demonstrators in the streets of downtown Kalamazoo, the Department of Public Safety has faced criticism for its handling of those events. Now, a report from independent news outlet Now Kalamazoo has raised new questions about KDPS's preparations for that day, which was August 15, 2020. Journalist Ben Lando writes, "Public safety gathered intelligence about both sides in the weeks before the rally, then seemed to toss much of it out the window, potentially skewing officers' view of who posed a threat." Lando joins us with more details. Welcome, Ben Lando.
Thanks for having me.
You report that public safety understood right away, as they started to do some research on the Proud Boys, that there was a potential for things to devolve, to go downhill quickly when the group got to town.
That's right. They saw the recent history, and I say recent because the Proud Boys only formed in 2016, but they've been very active since then. They saw that at events that they organize or that they have a significant participation at, there's often violence. Now, some of it is clear-cut, instigated by the Proud Boys, as in the Proud Boys throw the first punch, so to speak. But there's also violence where they, and this is from what experts, researchers, anti-hate group researchers, as well as just, you know, former federal law enforcement officers who started research groups researching domestic terrorist threats said, is that there's often a case where the Proud Boys will create a scenario that lures, that use kind of provocation to get people into a scrum, and whether that results in them being so-called attacked first or a lot of kind of fog of war situation where, like in Kalamazoo, where like there's no kind of verifiable evidence of who started what. But then within that, there's always a response, and the response is the Proud Boys meting out violence, essentially.
But Lando says when the day of the rally arrived, the instructions handed to officers who would be in the field said nothing about the potential threat from the Proud Boys.
Somewhere between the research and the operational decisions for that day, something got turned around because there was no, it seems like the operations plan wasn't applicable to the research that had been provided to the leadership, the police leadership and the city leadership.
The public safety department is handing some information to the officers who are going to be out there on the day of this rally saying, here's what you need to know. You report that there's a lot in there about the counter demonstrators and not so much about the Proud Boys. So what does it actually say?
They were told specifically the threat that you'll face is from the counter protesters, in particular, the pastor who organized this kind of counter-protest, the main counter-protest.
And that was Nathan Dannison, who at the time was pastor at First Congregational Church in Kalamazoo.
That's right. And it's notable because for a couple of reasons, but the main reason is that in all of the documents that were provided to us by the city, not that we found, that they gave us after months of FOIA requests, asking for this documentation, hundreds of documents that all talked about the risk of Proud Boys and information about the Proud Boys, there was virtually nothing that backed up the claims that there would be violence from the protesters.
Lando cites the recently released report from the OIR Group, an independent firm the city hired to evaluate its response to demonstrations last summer, including the Proud Boys rally.
They found there was no clear sign of bias or that like the city or police supported the Proud Boys specifically, but they referred to the Proud Boys as kind of First Amendment and language like that.
They were exercising their First Amendment rights. And what language did they use for the counter-protesters?
Yeah, and for the counter-protesters, it was talking about, you know, protests and
civil disobedience.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Was it fair that there is a warning in here about the counter-demonstrators? My understanding is whether it was his intention or not, at Pastor Dannison's rally, you had a group show up with guns and hang out there. And there were, from what I understand, people on the counter demonstrating side who seemed pretty eager to throw punches themselves.
Yeah, this was an extremely heated day in a summer where, I'd say, 400 years of history in this country was coming to a head in protests around the country. You know, in Kalamazoo was no different. There was always going to be this powder keg that was at risk of a small little spark blowing it up.
The OIR group said, we're lucky nobody got shot given the number of guns down there that day.
Exactly. So to what extent the counter-protesters, the anti-Proud Boys groups, should have been a warning call to police, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just a journalist who tries to read and distill stuff for our audience. I'm not a police officer. I took this to a lot of experts in the field, and all of them pretty much said, in order for the police to do their work, they need to have accurate and actionable information that was easy to consume, but most importantly, accurate. And if it's not wholly accurate in a situation like this, it's wholly inaccurate because you're not given all the information that you need to understand what you are facing and what you need to protect yourself and to protect your community.
The Department of Public Safety's approach the day the Proud Boys came to town initially was to hang back and not be very visible. That was an approach that was criticized by a number of security experts that you talked to. What was the problem they saw with it?
It was illogical, frankly. The reason is because if you know that you have this type of combustible situation, it doesn't make sense to remove yourself. And the rationale behind the police, from the police so far, is what they said is that we so-called learned our lessons from the earlier protests and how that our role there could have been more provocative than it needed to be. So we scaled back our police presence. But that, you know, in turn shows that they don't understand what the situations that they were facing in those two scenarios, because they took a fixed approach and just applied it. Okay, we should have had a different police presence for the Black Lives Matter protests, so we're going to use that same should have scenario and apply it to Proud Boys. But it was different because they knew there was going to be violence with the Proud Boys, and there wasn't the same risk of violence for the Black Lives Matter protests.
Ben Lando, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Lando is an independent journalist based in Kalamazoo. His article for the news outlet Now Kalamazoo is called Kalamazoo Was Ready for the Proud Boys, Then We Weren't. A disclosure, WMUK helped to edit a late draft of the story. In response to this interview, the city of Kalamazoo said in a written statement it's working on making the changes suggested by the OIR group in its report on events last summer. The city says it'll have more details at a September 7th commission meeting. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.